real short. Just had some issues, some constituent complaints. A lot of utility contractors use subs now, and leaving the conditions, when they dig up some cable or something like that, as well as they can. But some of them, it's just mm-hmm. not really a formal policy or anything like that. But I'd like to try and at some point put together something with the city and then with the people that pay us franchise fees and all that. Leave it as, at least as good as you found it.
Yeah.
And I've seen where they'll tear up somebody's lawn, throw a little bit of straw and grass seed out there and drive away. And again, it might be Comcast or AT&T,
mm-hmm.
but they're using, it's typically, Joe's Utility Service with an AT&T magnet on the side, and somehow coordinating staff on how to monitor that.
Yeah, any discussion on this? I think we've had complaints.
We kind of went over this when we put the franchise agreement together.
Yeah, we
did it for Comcast. Mm-hmm. It's in the Comcast agreement that they have to find to leave it in good shape.
As good as it.
Yeah. Right. Georgia Power rejected it. We didn't put it in the Georgia Power one because we did not get it in the Georgia Power one. We did get it in Comcast.
Yeah, you've got a mix of approaches here. The franchise agreements are contracts, so you've got mutuality. They have to agree to those provisions. And there's certain areas where you can regulate, onto the private property, and other areas you can't. So we really got to do some research. There are some good model ordinances that we can pull. I think we can make some progress on those.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Then the paint is one thing that often gets brought up, the paint that never goes away. Someone said they just...
the marking, the...
The call before you dig marking, the...
Yeah.
Utility marking.
The fluorescent...
Can you actually require them to use removable paint or biodegradable stuff?
Yeah. If it's coming to the public right away, I believe we can regulate
it. So, yes. And they're easy.
This issue as far as the franchisees might be easier to regulate versus the companies that we don't. For example, the DeKalb County Water Work dig that's going to go from the Chattahoochee over to the Water Works, that's a huge utility project, and I'm not sure that we're going to have much pull. I want to say that we should try to make sure that that's done properly, but maybe Public Works can give us an update on to where that is at some point in the future, because that is a huge project. Do we know where that is? I have more questions than answers. I just know that that's a big project coming up.
I know that Martha Rhodes, Peeler, Winter Chapel, Dunway Club, where that mm-hmm. easement comes through. You can see the main on the roads, but whether that's going to happen this year or next year.
But again, that's going to impact our infrastructure as well. So we should be on top of that project.
All right. So Warren, you'll see if you dig up some model ordinances. All right. Excellent. Any other discussion on that? Right, initiation of